107.7 The Island. Your station for real music variety.
Oh, I'm blind.
Fransman in the chair. Lori in the chair that's being blinded by the sun.
I'm absolutely blinded.
It's an extra strong sunrise this morning, isn't it?
It is crazy. I got to get a picture of that.
Fantastic. I could close the blinds, but yeah, I don't want to.
Wow. Holy no, don't.
Yeah, it's great.
Laura thinks it's dark in here. No, it's not.
As would you consider yourself an avid cyclist?
Yes.
Yeah, as an avid cyclist, have you really got into the season yet, or are you like me?
More than you, but...
Wimp when it comes to the wind is what I want
to say. Oh, yeah. The wind is... And in my advanced age, I'm learning the wind. I can't do the wind.
No.
My friend Val and I, we ride every morning. We haven't started our regular, just because it's still kind of chilly in the morning, early in the morning. But our threshold is 15 mile an hour. It's like, nope.
Yeah, other than that, it really does blow you around.
It does.
Here's my fear. You see the pattern with Nebraska weather that... you know, you finally made it through a long, cold winter, and you're like, thank God it's spring, but it still stays chilly.
Yes.
And then it starts to warm up, and it warms up, and you think, thank God, but it's windy. And here's the pattern. When that wind finally dies down, you don't have much time to enjoy until it's screaming hot.
Yep, that's for sure, so enjoy it now.
It's really an unfortunate situation that these temperatures are great, 40 in the morning, or a little colder than that lately, and then 70 in the afternoon. It would be really nice to get some outdoor activities in.
Yeah.
And it's just hard.
I'll be over one of these next days, and we'll get some vitamin D in the afternoon.
Well, if it's windy, you can't even open the windows in the house. If I open the windows in the house, it fills the place with dirt.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. I know, but open one window. One window will be fine.
And then it'll fill one room with dirt. Do you open your windows this time of year?
Oh, yeah. I love fresh air.
I slept with the window open a couple of nights ago. Absolutely beautiful.
I know. It's great. Get all snuggled in there.
Your Tri-Cities forecast is a good one. It will be windy for the next 4 or 5 days, but temperatures lower 70s today, tomorrow, and then warmer Friday, both Saturday and Sunday, we hit 80 for a high temp. But again, still windy. What can you do?
Nothing.
Shikata ganai. That's a Japanese expression.
Oh, I don't know what that means.
Shikata ganai. It means nothing could be done about it.
Oh. Yeah, for sure. Just gotta
live I like it.
But at least sun shining, that's what I'm...
It's something that cannot be helped.
Right.
Shikata ganai.
I'll have to remember that.
I try to incorporate that into my daily routine. I don't know why. But maybe that could be one of your trivia questions.
That go over well.
Well, you do a multiple choice.
Yeah, that's true.
Shikata ganai, is that dumplings with soy sauce? Is it an expression that means it cannot be helped? Or is it a woman's short length skirt?
I had a question one night. What is in a, if you ask for hashi in a Japanese restaurant,
hashi,
what does the server bring you?
Hashi?
Hashi. I'm sure that's what it was. Hashi.
Is it,
and I had,
is it a drink or food?
No, I can't remember if I had multiple choice. It's chopsticks.
Really?
Yeah.
Say the word again.
Hashi.
Never heard that in my life.
H-A-S, hashi.
That's
is
pretty
it
good.
Hashi?
Are you good with the chopsticks?
Yeah.
Yeah,
hashi.
I could use chopsticks.
Several things, Japanese for chopsticks. Yeah.
That's a good one.
There's some people that knew that.
That's a good one.
I don't know. Okay, should we talk about some stuff?
Yeah. What did you gig tonight? Did you gig last night?
No.
Are you gigging tonight?
No.
And you have wine, beer, and spirits tomorrow.
I do. So I had last Saturday my Northwest High School post-prom party.
How did that go?
Oh, it went great. It was fun. It was late. was at the track all day. I'm like, oh, this is a great idea.
You were the cool older lady who was tired?
No, I don't think I was cool at all. No, well, I really don't.
It's hard to be among kids and be cool because nobody's cool.
No.
Really, nobody's cool.
No.
At that age.
My kid definitely does not think I'm cool. I've always thought I'm cool. I'm like, I'm cool.
That's so
I'm realizing
funny.
I'm not that cool anymore.
In your defense, well, yeah, I do think you're cool too, but I don't think there's a thing that someone your age can do to make a high schooler think you're cool.
Right.
Unless you were juggling bowling balls that were on fire.
Yeah, I don't even know if that would
be. You're wearing a police woman's uniform and singing in a rock band. I don't know.
I don't know. It's okay. I'm okay with it. It went really good this Saturday. I have senior highs. That should be fun. That's my old stomping ground. So
I thought you said you have senior hives.
Well,
that's how bad it was. I have senior hives.
Gish post prom.
Could you stick around and give us a bonus question?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. More with GI Trivia's Lori Lou next. 107.7 The Island.
This portion of the One Man Party in the Morning is brought to you by the best things in life, which are still free at participating retailers while supplies last. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
107.7 The Island, your home for real music variety. Fran's been hanging out with Lori Lou. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fabulous. My retinas are burned, but that's okay. I love it. The sun's still piling in through this window. I love it.
Sun shining very, very brightly this morning. And I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
GI Trivia is at Wine, Beer, and Spirits tomorrow. That's in Grand Island. Food trucks usually you have?
You know, I'm not sure who's going to be there tomorrow. I did not get word of who's going to be there tomorrow. But I did get word that a small business is now going to be there every Thursday, I believe, cookies, cupcakes, and all that. And she's going to be there set up selling cookies, cupcakes, and all that.
You generally have very good turnout at Wine, Beer, and Spirits.
Yeah.
As you have very good turnout after live horse racing on Friday.
Yes.
You're there again. You're all season.
Yeah, I'll be there for tomorrow and then the next 3 weeks.
It's a pretty short season.
I'm there 10 weeks. They've got Friday racing for 10 weeks. Can you believe there's a month left?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's a short season and that casino ready to open next.
I know.
That's wild. I drove by it the other day. It is impressive what looks to be as a drive-by to look up on the top floor corner of the hotel casino. That's got to be a restaurant.
Oh yeah, yeah. They're gonna have at least one higher end restaurant. Yeah, it'll be cool.
Rooms with balconies.
Yep.
Some of which facing the horse track, just the racetrack. It's interesting. I saw a rendering too. Indoor, outdoor, built-in pools. Gonna have to crash that in the summer.
Oh.
During the state fair.
Heck yeah. Oh, don't. Don't give us a challenge. We'll accept it. And thank you to the casino. They've been a sponsor of mine as well as Coley Jessen on Friday nights at Fawner. So huge thank you to that. So I've got those two, and I have the Gish post prom party.
You have another post prom.
I do on Saturday.
Are you going to try to sleep before that one?
Yeah, I don't think I'll go to the track all day. I lived. I survived. It was fun. They gave away a 50-inch TV, so that was cool. Okay, are you ready for my question? I feel like my Harry Potter. Don't forget that. That is coming quickly. April 26th. I do have people signed up. Go on to my Facebook page. Or Wine, Beer, and Spirits also shared my post. I'm getting some auction items ready. I've got some cool things. I'm putting together a little PBR package, too. That'll be fun with a patio umbrella and some.
I haven't forgotten about your Wine, Beer, and Spirits Harry Potter thing for Voice for Companion. But it's 2 weeks from now.
Is that it?
Well, that's why I talk about it, but I haven't talked about it that much. We have time to talk about that.
It's going to be neat. We're going to have prizes for costumes and the best like team name little plaque thing. Wahoo Meats is going to provide some meat and cheese trays. We're going to have all kinds of fun stuff going on that night.
So. Harry Potter trivia. Who is your guest host?
Jenny, my friend Jenny. And yeah, she texted me the last time when I called her a nerd, but I don't know anything about Harry Potter. And when I say, you know, the Harry Potter people are nerds, I say that with love. I told her I need like 50 questions. She's like, I have about 200. Yeah, they really get into it, which is great. So I'm the comedic one who will butcher names, and she's the one with the knowledge of it. So
that's cool.
And, Jenny and my friend Ruth will be helping me, and my friend Mary, who's a volunteer at Voice for Companion. So it's going to be a fun night with that auction and the snacks and the trivia and prizes. It's going to be fun.
Now, this is at Wine, Beer, and Spirits on Saturday, the 26th. Yep. All right. We'll talk more about that in the coming weeks.
Definitely.
I came up with a fantastic idea for a...
Don't do it.
For a trivia
Don't
night.
Don't do it.
It's one of these great... This would be... Have you thought of doing...
No.
A mad
nope.
trivia.
Nope.
A tribute. A trivia tribute thing.
Nope. Look at me. I'm not even talking to you anymore. Okay. Are you ready for my question?
Hang on.
I'm getting there. Yeah, for sure, Lori, you're getting there.
I'm ready now.
Okay.
A bonus question. This will appear tomorrow.
This will be tomorrow at Wine, Beer, and Spirits. So what I do at Wine, Beer, and Spirits is I have a sheet that has like 10 questions on it. Just kind of gets your brains going and warmed up. So I'm not going to ask you that question that I have on the paper, but it is about Live Aid.
Live Aid.
Live Aid.
Okay.
Okay, so my question, and I like to do this question music a lot of times because you know music. What song did Queen open their set with at Wembley Stadium for Live Aid? Was it Radio Gaga, Bohemian Rhapsody, We Are the Champions, or Killer Queen?
We Are the Champions.
Nope. Bohemian Rhapsody.
They opened with that?
They opened with it.
I thought you were going to ask the year. I was ready for that. 1985.
Yep. I know. I might tomorrow night just do a bonus off of that. I like to
do
that.
Well, that's simple for me because it resonates because I had just graduated college. It was screaming hot outside. My father was being a tool. So it just all went in my head. But if you didn't graduate that year and you didn't watch, the TV was on, I just knew that this is something big. Live Aid was big.
It was.
But that could be a good question if it do multiple choice. Somebody, that might not be that easy a question for some people.
Of what year?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And that's, you know, when I do my music bingo, a lot of times, you know, I'll ask what year this song came out or, you know, a lot of people put themselves, oh, I graduated high school that year, or, you know, you kind of go back in time of, you know, with Bohemian Rhapsody, you know, I go back when, I know that song was older, but I got to know it, of course, when Wayne's World came out, and I, you know.
I think Wayne's World and hearing the song so much since it came out has desensitized us, but when MTV didn't exist, and it was the late 1970s, and bands like Kansas and Genesis were putting out these epic FM long songs. Queen comes out with Bohemian Rhapsody, and to have that on a turntable, you're like, this band is out there, man.
Right.
They're doing opera. And now today, it almost seems like a novelty song. Like, it has lost some of its...
Oh, for sure.
...luster. It almost has become pop now, whereas, man, that was a gem that radio was afraid to play. The record company was afraid to release it. It's just amazing. I digress, but that song came from that era of You didn't hear it unless you bought the album.
Right.
And now we hear it too much.
Yep. Josh came home the other day and he's like, I heard the worst song on the radio. Yeah, it was that one. I'm like, well, A, there's a lot worse songs.
He's a little bit younger than us. I don't know what I would think of it. Bohemian Rhapsody. I don't know what I would think of it if I didn't live through it.
Right.
You know what I mean? We had Queen records in my house.
Right.
And then it started to get airplay. And then fast forward down your life, it's in Wayne's World.
Right.
I don't know what I would think of it.
Wayne's World?
I don't know what I would think of it if I turned on hits 1 through 6 and I heard a song like that. I'd be like, what? I might be the same way. What in the world is that?
Yeah.
It's all over the place.
Yeah.
But the musicianship is great. That's the difference.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, this is the segment we call Bohemian Rhapsody Talk.
I know.
If you would like to rap about Bohemians.
And don't forget.
Lori Lou's personal phone number is area code 308.
Don't forget my Thursday night players. I'm going to use the Google race question that was from this morning. So I've been throwing them a bone and giving them two.
I don't think I remember the one from this morning.
The M&M's fruit chews. Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not even making everybody listen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. I appreciate your questions. It's fun on my Thursday night. For me, anyway.
Well, it's fun when you come in. I appreciate you hanging.
Yeah.
For more info, GI Space Trivia on Facebook is the best way to find the sketch. And is there a different website or something, did you say? No, it's just a Facebook.
No, but for the Harry Potter auction stuff, definitely check out my Facebook page. I have almost 900 followers. It's awesome.
Well, you're awesome.
Oh, thanks.
Lori, thanks for hanging every Wednesday.
Thank you. Love it.
And in closing.
Yep, I know.
What we have in mind is breakfast in bed for 400,000. We must be in heaven, man!
Brands Man, one man party in the morning. 107.7 The Island.